To Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And we're going to be looking at verses 97 through 104. So Psalm 119 and verse 97 through 104. And this afternoon, we're going to read of David's testimony of why he loved God's Word so much and the spiritual blessings that he received for meditating in the Word of God constantly each day. And after that, we'll reflect and see how we can apply this to our own lives, apply these truths so we can have the same spiritual success that David had. So let's read Psalm 119, 97 through 104. I'll read. Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we come to you now, and we thank you for this church that you've established here and the opportunity we have to dive into your word and learn from your word, Lord. And I pray that you'll just bless the study now as we look into the Psalms. And I pray that as well you'll be with our pastor as he's traveling, keep him safe and bring him safely back to us. And I pray that you just bless the service. And I pray in Christ's name, amen. So we'll be looking into Psalm 119. And just a brief background of Psalm 119 as we about to dive in here. Psalm chapter 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It is the longest psalm. And this entire chapter, all 176 verses, covers one main subject, which is the Word of God. So we'll be looking into the Word of God to discuss and study the Word of God. It covers all aspects of the Word of God, obeying God's Word, learning God's Word, and then the blessings of living in God's Word. And these are a lot of these are David's testimonies, his own personal testimonies of living in the Word of God. As well, we'll see as we're going through our eight verses, the psalmist uses different words throughout the Psalms and Psalm 119 that he interchanges for, quote-unquote, the Word of God, such as the law, the Word, the judgments, testimonies, commandments, statutes, precepts, the way, and truth. So whenever we see those are referring to the Word of God. Psalm 119 is ultimately a collection of David's praise for the Word of God. For every trial and affliction that David had, his meditation, his comfort, his lamp, his guide was the Word of God. So in this portion, we will be seeing two particular blessings that David receives for constantly meditating in the Word of God. So we'll look at our first verse now, verse 97. It states, "Oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day." We see here David's love for God's law, and he begins the section with this exciting declaration for his love of God's law. He openly declares it here. Now, he declared his love for the Word of God openly in 12 other times throughout Psalm 119. A couple of them, we don't have to turn. You could look at verse 113. It says, "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." And we see constantly through this chapter, David's contrasting. He contrasts, "I hate vain thoughts, I hate evil, but I love your word." And so let's just keep that in mind as we constantly see David contrasting what he hates and what he loves. If we look at verse 119, he continues, he says, "Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies." Another would be in verse 140, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." And then in verse 167, he says, "My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly." Now, let's keep in mind as well, since we're on this topic of the Word of God, during David's time, whenever he was referring to the law or the Torah, when he was referring to the law or the words of God, he was referring to the Torah, which at that time was the law of Moses. So when David went to look and to read his Bible, per se, he was reading Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. It was part of the king's duty to frequently, David, one of his kingly duties, and this is found in Deuteronomy, one of his duties was to frequently copy the Word of God, writing it, memorizing it, and frequently reading it. Now, this was a duty for everybody, but especially for the king, and the purpose was that the king may learn to fear the Lord, to keep the law, to remain humble, and to prolong their reign and their nation's prosperity. And Moses writes about this in Deuteronomy chapter 17. We won't look at that right now. But obviously, these benefits aren't just for the king, but that was one of the king's responsibility. But David, he took his responsibility above and beyond what was required to the point that it was not a duty for him. But as we see here in verse 97, as it continues, it is my meditation all the day. He took it beyond to the point where he meditated constantly on the Word of God. And David, this duty for the kings, it's really a good example to practice and to follow, that they had to read it frequently, they had to copy it frequently, and they had to memorize it. And we see with David, that worked very well for him. And by doing those things, being so much into the Word of God, he had the Word of God quick and sharp on his mind, that he could meditate on it and ruminate on it throughout the day. Now, let's look into Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13. And we're going to just look at verses 3 and 4. It says, "Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him." So here Moses is writing to the Hebrews at that time, and he's writing to them saying that Jehovah proved whether or not the people loved him by if they kept his commandments. So David diligently and frequently reading the Word of the Torah at this time, he would have known that reading God's Word and then keeping God's Word was a way of showing that he loved God. So in essence, when he's saying, "Oh, how I love thy law, oh, how I love you, God." Now, as well in the New Testament, Christ taught this. He said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him." So we see this in this first verse. David declares his love for God's Word, and he says he loves God's Word to the point that he meditates on it all day long. It is the meditation all the day. Now, as we... it is my meditation all the day. So David, he not only declared his love for God's Word, but he showed how much he loved God's Word by meditating on it all day long. He carried it with him in his memory throughout the day, and he would ruminate on the Word of God in his mind before, during, and after every activity he was involved in. Now, let's look at some other portions in the Psalms where David declares and talks about how he meditated constantly in the Word of God. We'll look at Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. It says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night." So here, David is referring to the righteous man in Psalms chapter 1, and he's showing us this attitude that the righteous man has towards Scripture. One was, it was his delight, and two, he meditated on it day and night. So he extends from just meditating through the day, but also into the night. Now we can compare this verse with verse 97. Verse 97 says, "Oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation." And Psalm 1, verse 2, he says, it's his delight, and he meditates on it day and night. So we see those similarities. As well, let's look at Psalms chapter 63, Psalms chapter 63, and we will look at the sixth verse. Now, David wrote this psalm while he was in the wilderness. It says, "When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches." So here, David extends his meditation to being in bed and being at nighttime. So we're seeing a theme in David's life that he meditates on the Word constantly throughout the day, and not just during the day, but also during the night. So it's showing this frequent, constant meditation in the Word of God. So David's need for meditating didn't end with the daytime, but also continued on with the night. So here we see in verse 97, he declares his law for God, declares his love for God's law, and states that it is meditation all the day. So as we continue going through this passage, we will see the two particular blessings now that David receives for keeping God's word and meditating on it. So let's look at verse 98 through 100. 98 says, "Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts." So here, the first blessing David receives is he has superiority in wisdom and understanding over all his enemies and over authorities, his teachers and the ancients. The ancients here is referring to the older generation of Hebrews at that time, so the older people at that time. So here, in these three verses, David states his superiority and wisdom and understanding over his enemies, teachers, and ancients. He was wiser than his enemies because the commandments of the Lord were ever with him. He had more understanding than his teachers because thy testimonies are my meditation. And he had more understanding than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. So let's look at verse 98. He says, "Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me." He was wiser than his enemies. Now, as a king or the captain in the army, David needed this wisdom, especially more than his enemies. And he states the source of his wisdom was thou through thy commandments. The source of his wisdom was through God's word. And then he says, "For they are ever with me." "For they are ever with me" is referring to God's commandments, the Word of God. So the Word of God was constantly with David. It was his constant meditation. And that's how he had the wisdom over his enemies. So the Lord, through his commandments, made David wiser than his enemies because his commandments were ever with David. So we see this theme developing. David had a constant companionship with the Word of God frequently throughout the day. And in this instance, God gave him the wisdom he needed over his enemies. Now, as we look to verse 99 and 100, David claims that he has more understanding than his teachers and that he understands more than the ancients. Now, as a 30-year-old leader of the nation of Israel, David definitely needed wisdom and discernment to make the right spiritual decisions. As well, if he's going to be leading people older than him, he definitely needed that wisdom and understanding. He needed the wisdom to handle his previous teachers and the ancients of the land. So he was once under these teachers who no doubt taught him, and he's once under these ancients who no doubt gave him some sort of advice and wisdom. But if their meditation and if their wisdom wasn't from the Word of God, then David's wisdom was superior to theirs. As well, for the ancients, they had more time and experience than David, and they would have known what the Word of God was saying, but if they did not keep the law of the Lord, their time and experience of age was inferior to David's wisdom from the Word of God. And so we learn from this aspect that it doesn't matter how old a person is or how much education they are, it does matter in a secular sense, but those things don't matter if they don't know the Word of God, meditate on the Word of God, and keep the Word of God. their knowledge and their experience cannot trump the wisdom that one has from the Word of God. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 19, Paul adds to this truth about wisdom and the wisdom that we as believers can have through the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" As well, if you skip down to verse 25, he says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men." And then skip down once again to verse 27, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise." So the world, they scoff at us Bible-believing Christians, and they say that we are foolish for believing this book, following it to a T, defending its translation. They think we're ridiculous for living our lives according to its precepts. They themselves, the world, they rest inside their knowledge, their own wisdom, and their own might. And they think we're the ones at the disadvantage. But clearly the Word of God here has shown us so far today that we're the ones who have superior wisdom. We're the ones who have superior knowledge over anybody who doesn't take their wisdom from the Word of God. So this is the first of two blessings here in this portion of Scripture that David, this is the first of two blessings that he receives here. Now, secondly, we'll see that David's dedication to the Word of God and meditation and a practice empowers David to refrain from evil. And this is the second blessing David receives from constantly meditating in the Word of God. He's empowered to refrain from evil. Let's look at verse 101 and 102. It says, "I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me." So verse 101 says, "I have refrained my feet from every evil way." So from all this meditation in the Word of God, David had the wisdom and understanding to know what was evil in the sight of God. And so through God's Word, David, he knew what was sin and he knew what was pleasing to God. So it's kind of a basic truth, but through God's Word, we know what's evil. We know what's sin in God's eyes. So David, he really breaks it down and simplifies it here. So in essence, he's saying, if my feet are doing evil, I'm not keeping God's word. And in order to keep the word of God, David had to refrain from doing evil. Does it make sense? He's breaking it down basic right here. Now, remember, keeping God's word is the theme, basically, of Psalm 119. If we look back at verse 1 and 2 of the chapter, it says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." So David begins this chapter saying, blessed are they that keep God's word. It's the reason that David had superior wisdom and blessings because he kept the word of God. Let's look in Psalm 119. Let's look at verse 59. Here's another example kind of paralleling this verse we just read, Psalm 119, verse 59, it says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies." David here sets an excellent example for what we all need to do on a daily basis, thinking on our ways and then paralleling them to what the Word of God says. So he made sure that his actions in life mirrored or paralleled the Word of God. So he would be thinking, this is the way I'm thinking, this is the path I'm thinking about taking, and then he would compare it to the Word of God. So that's what that verse says, "I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies." Now take notice that he thinks on his ways first before acting, and if his ways don't match up with the Word of God, and he returned his feet to what the Word of God says. So he refrains from evil so that his walk can mirror the walk that God's Word has laid out for him. Now, verse 102 says, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. This verse is a contrast from the prior verse. In verse 101, David, he departs from evil. And here in verse 102, David does not depart from God's Word. So once again, David is stating that his walk is mirroring the Lord's judgments. He's saying, I know what your Word says, and I've not departed from it. So why has David kept them? That's answered here. It says, for thou hast taught me. Now, David, prior in Psalm 119, he implored the Lord to teach him thy statutes. So David was asking the author of Scripture, teach me what your Word says. In verse 33 of Psalm 119, it says, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. So David he implored the Lord to teach him his way, and the Lord did teach him. He said, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. So verse 101 and 102, they show us David's desire that his life would mirror the Word of God, and that he constantly evaluated his life to mirror the Word of God. So this was important for David. One, he was constantly in the Word of God, so he knew what the Word of God said about evil, and then he would constantly check himself and check his life and say, is my life mirroring what the Word of God says it should be doing? Every week I read on my online newspaper, there's a question and answer time with a captain of a retired airline pilot. And last week, one of the questions was, what does the pilot do while the plane's on autopilot? And so, you know, the pilot was saying, you know, he doesn't, you know, they can't play video games, they have to stay awake, they can't play on the computer or anything, but they have to talk and keep each other awake. But the number one thing they do is that while the plane's on autopilot, there's a little map, and the plane follows a directed, projected course that takes them to their final destination. And the pilot's number one job is to frequently, constantly check, even though it's on autopilot, that the plane is still following the projected path to reach its final destination. And I thought this was somewhat of a decent illustration, but for us as Christians, that we need to frequently and constantly reevaluate our lives and match them up against the projected path that the Word of God has for us. And this is the example David sets for us here. So this way we won't miss the blessings that God has for us from keeping and meditating on His Word. Now, verse 103, it says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. David, he interjects this passage with praise for how sweet the Word of God is. He calls it sweeter than honey. David had full delight in the power of the Word of God. One, because it gave him the wisdom and understanding he needed to spiritually discern on a daily basis. And two, it gave him the empowerment to refrain from evil. And these are definitely two things for a Christian to be excited about. One, that we can have wisdom and understanding in life to make the right decisions, to spiritually discern. And two, that we can refrain from evil. Evil is the biggest thing against a Christian. Living in evil, living in sin, brings remorse. It's not a joyous time. And so David, he sees the blessing of living in God's Word and constantly meditating on it. This is his thing. He is constantly meditating on the Word of God all day and all night. So here we see that it was so important for David that he kept the Word of God to please God. But in keeping the Word of God, he also received the spiritual blessings that he could refrain from evil. He saw, this is sin. It doesn't match up with God's word. I'm not going to do that. And that brought David the blessing of refraining from evil. Now, as we look finally at verse 104, David summarizes this passage up in one verse. He says, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. So he basically sums it all up in this one verse. He says, through thy word is where I get my understanding and wisdom, and therefore I hate every false way. So we see this progression in this passage. David, he loved God, hence he also loved God's word. He meditated on God's word daily and at night. He received wisdom and understanding from his constant meditation in God's word. Therefore, he could recognize the evil from knowing God's word, and therefore David could know what the false and evil way was, and he hated it. So this is the progression we see. We see as well this contrast. He loves God's word, but he hates evil. And if we're in God's word constantly, we can know what evil is and we can hate it. We'll have that wisdom and understanding to say, this doesn't match up with God's word says. This is evil. I'm not gonna go this route. I'm not gonna do this thing because I have the wisdom and understanding because I am constantly in the word of God to discern and know that that's evil. And this is what David's getting at, and he's rejoicing in these blessings, that he does have the understanding and the wisdom to know what is right and wrong or what direction to go. And he's rejoicing the fact that he can stay away from evil because he knows, and he knows from his constant meditation in the Word of God. So a few concluding thoughts, a few points that we can just think about that can help us apply this in our own lives. Just like David, he copied and memorized and was frequently reading the Word of God, so much so that he could constantly have the Word of God sharp on his mind to meditate on it throughout the day. As we know, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and it's part of our spiritual armor that we're using, and it's a very powerful part. And so having the Word of God sharp and constant on our minds will give us this great advantage in our spiritual warfare. And really, how do we do that in our own lives? Well, simple, just like David did, he would take whatever they had, pen and paper, and copy the Word of God. He would read the Word of God, and he would put the time forth to memorize the Word of God. And I think that's very applicable for each of us to really take the time to be in God's Word to that extent where we can have it sharp on our minds. As well, the Word of God was David's constant companion day and night, hence the great emphasis he has put on it. And he has shown us that only through knowing and keeping the Word of God that we can have the spiritual blessings that bring peace and joy. We can have the wisdom and understanding to discern what is right and what is evil in our lives. And we can have victory in spiritual warfare and freedom from sin. So I hope that we can glean from these verses. We can see why David was excited about the Word of God and why he meditated on it day and night and would continue to because he had the continual refraining from sin. And hopefully we can apply these in our lives. I hope this was a blessing, and I hope we can each continue and work on applying these in our lives. Dear Father, come to you now. We thank you for all you've done for us. And we thank you for being able to look into your word. And I pray that you'll just help us each to work in our own life, knowing your word better, memorizing it, and meditating it on throughout the day so we can have the understanding and wisdom to know what is evil and that we can just receive the blessings that we get from knowing your word. I pray you'll be with the rest of the service and pray in Christ's name. Amen.